I'd done 4 months training, and that was at Southwark. It was sort of split up from there, going to Moreton in Marsh, where you do your real fire training.
What kind of stuff does that sort of entail?
You know, they would set up, all these etheric buildings. They would set up materials inside, set them alight, and you would have to go in, locate the sort of dummy as a casualty, and put to practice really what you've learned throughout the 4 months towards the end at Moreton, so that you're doing it on your own, just to make sure, obviously, that what you've learned, you know, when you're taking it to real life, that you know what you're doing, sort of thing. So,
So was it very difficult to sort of get into the training of being a firefighter? From what I've read, it's very competitive.
It's very competitive. There's a lot of stages as well. You've got your written, first of all, your application, which is quite difficult to, you know, what you put down has got to be with what they require, obviously.
What kind of things do you have to write about on the application?
You have to write, they're called PQAs, personal quality attributes, and basically it's working with others, commitment to diversity, so things like obviously working with different groups in the community, different cultures, you know, set age, anything sort of with diversity. Your commitment to excellence, which means basically you being able to follow guidelines, by the book, you know, by the rules, as well as all your fitness and things like that. That was the main thing, and you had 150 words to sort of fill out that for each section. So it was sort of difficult. But like I say, each stage is challenging. Then you have your written exam where you go through your maths questions, your English sort of thing, you know, to make sure that you know your maths is all up to sort of scratch. And then you go through to your interview.
Which, what was that like?
That was very daunting, actually, yeah. Watching, you know, the two people sitting opposite you. Obviously, this means everything to me, you see. I've always wanted to do this since a childhood, so everything was all to that point, you know. And again, they would ask you things on your PQAs, what you'd written on your application form. They would expand on that and seeing really where you're sort of developing from there. That was the hardest stage for me. Then you had your physical, which, you know, required you going up ladders, testing for your heights, doing your BA with your BA crawl, where you'd go in a cage and you'd have to go through, you know, like a snaky sort of thing, but it's all enclosure, and they'd blindfold you, and that's obviously for any claustrophobia, any sense of that, then they would that would pick that out.
What does BA stand for, sorry?
BA is breathing apparatus.
Oh, okay.
That's just because. Basically what you would wear when you go into a fire. And then you add your medical, which obviously they checked you over for, and then obviously waiting for a start date for training. So that is the process, and like I say, the competition is fierce, especially as the current climate at the moment. It was difficult, but managed to get there.
Cool. Did you manage to get in the first time round, or did you have to do like multiple applications?
I did. For London it was first time round, but I did apply elsewhere to Newcastle, Manchester, and obviously I'd failed at various stages, but for London it was the first time, yeah. So,
what was it like when you did sort of your first real call at an actual fire station after training? Was it hard?
It was really nerve-wracking, actually, as well as adrenaline was kicking. You sort of, you know, you can never really try and think of how it works out, you know. As soon as that bell went down, it was just a great experience, and as I said earlier, with the team, you know, with the team you've got, they sort of help you along the way. You know, they'll explain on the way to it, it'll say what the incident is, and they would say, well, you know, you'll be doing this, or what sort of it involves. But it was a nervous moment, yeah, because obviously you don't know what to expect.
Are you thrown like right in, or if you're kind of new, do they sort of keep you on the sidelines?
They look after you. You know, they don't expect much from you. Obviously, being new, you know you're training, but being real life, you know, there needs to be a bit of support there, and that's what they do, and they're great at doing it. So, yeah, they sort of do things, and then you just follow, and you learn your trade through that way.
Great.